Family and friends of six-month-old Harper Rose Breyer are holding a fundraiser Monday in Rutland to offset funeral and legal bills. The infant's death in January was ruled a homicide, and Stacy Vellancourt, the baby's daycare provider, faces felony manslaughter charges for allegedly administering unprescribed allergy medicine. She pleaded not guilty. While experts say this may be a first in Vermont, infant deaths from drugs like Benadryl are not uncommon, as VPR's Nina Keck reports.
Diphenhydramine is an antihistamine commonly available in over-the-counter cold and allergy medicines like Benadryl. Adults reach for it to relieve runny nose, hay fever, and the common cold. It can also make you sleepy. Doctors say it can be effectively used in small children, even infants, to treat severe allergic reactions or itching from serious skin conditions, but only under close physician supervision. Dr. Kirsten Bechtel, an associate professor at the Yale School of Medicine, says problems arise when parents and caregivers reach for over-the-counter cold medicines to put babies to sleep.
We know that this is a common practice. You know, one study that was done by the Today Show and Parenting Magazine found that 1 in 5 admitting giving their kids some medications like Benadryl to get them through like a big event or a wrong car ride or promote sleep.
And that can be deadly. Bechtel co-chairs Connecticut's Child Fatality Review Panel and says 4 infants and toddlers died in that state after receiving antihistamines like Benadryl in 2017. In Ohio, 2 infants died under similar circumstances in the last 3 years. And in 2006, 10 infants died in Arizona. Vermont Department of Health officials couldn't recall any other infants in Vermont besides Harper Breyer, the 6-month-old from Pittsford, who have died in a similar manner. Bechtel says states don't have uniform ways of reviewing child fatalities, so she says it's hard to know how many babies have died nationwide. Connecticut released a public health alert to pediatricians, pharmacists, and the state's Poison Control Center following the 2017 deaths. Bechtel says there have been no reported infant deaths from over-the-counter cold medicines since. A warning on the bright pink box of children's Benadryl clearly states do not use to make a child sleepy and do not use in children under 2. But the print is small. Studies have shown parents don't follow these warnings. One study found that poor math skills among caregivers and mothers led more than 50% to misunderstand dosing instructions.
We spend too much time making labels glitzy to sell the product and not enough time and space on the label telling the dose.
Dr. Joe Hagen, a longtime pediatrician in Burlington, says parents frequently call him late at night struggling to figure out how much medicine to give their child. They're stressed, often sleep-deprived, he says, so labels need to be easier to understand.
I'd like kids in high school to learn milliliters rather than teaspoons because it's a more accurate dosing, and we're now moving with children to use all dosing in mLs, not in teaspoonfuls.
Some argue that cold and allergy medicines like Benadryl should be moved behind the counter so customers would have to interact with a pharmacist to make a purchase. But Hagen says that could limit access to the medication's legitimate benefits. He believes a more effective approach would be to better educate parents and especially caregivers.
You don't go grabbing medicine out of your medicine chest or bag and give it to somebody else's child without permission.
Vermont's child care licensing regulations contain nearly 2 pages of rules for administering medications, foremost of which is to get a parent's permission before any drugs are given. Stacy Vellancourt, the woman caring for Harper Breyer, was registered with the state. Reva Murphy, deputy commissioner of Vermont's Department for Children and Families, says a child fatality review team has been investigating what happened to Harper Breyer. She says at this time, her department has not made any decisions yet as to what, if any, policy changes are needed. For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.